Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
Where, as, gosh, most of you have heard, we've got something interesting lurking in the skies over America right now. And so I'm sure you've all heard of it, but those of you that haven't, apparently there is a Chinese spy balloon that has been hovering over the northern United States for the past few days, says the Pentagon, and the U.S. military is currently tracking the massive high-altitude surveillance balloon and is weighing options, as according to the officials. It says the balloon contains a large technology bay.
So, yeah, imagine that. And it's over Montana right now. Military aircraft have been circling it. And
actually, it's even far. It was over Montana yesterday, apparently.
Oh.
And so now it says the United States government has detected and is tracking a high altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now. And that the high-altitude surveillance balloon allegedly floated over the Aleutian Islands and Canada before crossing over the airspace of Montana yesterday. And so where it is right now, it's got to probably pretty much be central, but the right over Billings, Montana, they basically blocked all the airspace.
Right
there. And so they are watching that. The fact that we're sending our M1 Abrams and our Strikers to Ukraine.
Yes.
And you've got a triune alliance between Russia, China, and North Korea.
Right.
And then as soon as that happens, lo and behold, North Korea is talking about, we can go nuclear on you guys.
Oh yeah, they're fully prepared to unleash an entire barrage of nuclear strikes. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Right.
And so now things are escalating
Chinese surveillance over us now.
Well, according to Amir Sarfati, now the U.S. military is going over to Korea, the Koreas, and looks like things are escalating over there as well. But the disturbing thing with this spy balloon with this massive intelligence package on it, when presented with all the options to the Biden regime, they're saying they're not going to shoot it down. Because first they were saying, well, we should, one of the things we're looking at is shooting it down. That falls into the, well, duh category.
Right.
But, oh, no, we're not going to shoot it down because after weighing all the options, we don't want debris from it falling on civilians. Like they really care about civilians being killed, right?
Exactly.
With all the babies we're murdering and all the death and maiming shots that they're forcing
population
on
control.
Our military. Yeah. Right. So, we don't want a balloon to fall on somebody and hurt them.
Right. Yeah, that's highly suspect. And it should have been shot down or, long before it even hit the United States, period.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have been had Trump been in office, right? And so there's something interesting, though, that Putin just mentioned recently as well. He said, Russia is again threatened by German tanks. And so that's, he's looking back in their history, and now he's looking at the history, the current history of M1 Abrams from the Biden regime going over to aid Ukraine against them as well. And so, just pointing it out from the overall 30,000 foot perspective, that's exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, which is about how high a Chinese spy balloon flies. No, I think it's actually 70,000 feet or something like that. I used to track those, some of the weather balloons. But this is clearly a threat. Things are clearly escalating. We were warned about wars and rumors of wars. And, you know, we can't say we believe that we're living in the end times and be surprised by the escalation of things, because these are part of the birth pangs. And, you know, we still, I'll reiterate, we will stand against evil, we'll stand for righteousness, we'll spread the gospel, and, you know, try to alert people to the times that we're in and the timeline that we're on.
That's right.
And, you know, that we're now at the precipice of it. So, and we care deeply about our country, and we're going to fight against any threats to it. You know, the remnant, the Christians who are in this country. But there's another development, too, that's disturbing. Speaking along those lines, you mentioned this triune alliance between North Korea, China, and Russia. Well, there's another player here, and that's Iran.
Oh, yes.
Well, Brazil, as all of you know, was just recently taken over by a communist coup through their stolen election, almost identical template to what happened in the United States in 2020. But the Iranian warships, according to Tupai report, Iranian warships dock at a Brazilian port, and ambassadors say it's to provoke the United States. So two Iranian Navy ships were docked in Rio de Janeiro, and they're about ready to make a trip across through the Panama Canal. The mission should travel to the Panama Canal in the next few days. This will be the first time that the Iranian Navy will dock in the region.
Oh, wow.
So we got new players at our back door.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, with nuclear ambitions and now naval vessels. They're saying it's just because they want to expand their naval presence in international waters.
Well, and so there you have it. You've got the communist coup puppet whose goal is to bring the United States to ruin, calling all of our enemies all at once and doing everything he can to get them all here as quickly as possible.
Yeah, the war horses are on the move.
No kidding.
And positions are being claimed, and a lot of shifting on the game board. It's like playing Risk.
Yes.
You start seeing the buildup and the movement
of
these
That's
troops,
right.
And you start looking ahead going, I see what they're doing.
That's right.
I see, he just took this little piece of land. He's building up his military there. Oh, he's moving. Okay.
That's right.
And, it's you a know, game and- of strategy. But, I mean, we should just have, the White House and the people leading the Pentagon sit down and play a few games of Risk and start understanding the fundamentals of strategy again. Well except they're on the other side.
Yeah, they're the enemy, and their strategy for bringing down America is so far working great.
It's brilliant. Except we see the moves that are being made, and
we're helpless.
And I don't like it.
We're very nearly helpless because the enemy has taken over our military and is drawing all of the rest of the communist enemies to our borders, and so and one over the skies right now, so that's particularly disturbing.
It is. Well, one thing that's not disturbing, that's the Word of God. That's where we go. That's a lamp unto our feet. That's what keeps us grounded.
That's
and
who we trust in. We don't trust in anything other than the Lord, to tell you the truth.
That's right.
And so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 68 verses 1 through 10, which read under the title, The Glory of God in His Goodness to Israel. It says, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him.
Yes.
As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds, by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families, he brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. and that's it. And
that's another great one.
And you know, that one has some particular historical significance amongst the other prophets and disciples. It says here that the one who rides on the clouds, it goes back farther than that. Let God arise. David begins his psalm with the marching cry of Moses. And then follows it with several other ancient battle hymns. And one who rides on the clouds, the archaeological discoveries of ancient writings found in Syria also portray their gods in this way. Yah is the short form of Yahweh, the covenant name of God. And then David believes that defense of the defenseless is the motive for warfare.
Yep.
There you have it. And that's David. And so... And then
liberate the oppressed.
Right, that's right. And it's reason for war. And it says, you went out, and David extracts this section from Deborah's battle song in Judges. Judges chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. And then in reference to ascended in verse 18, which we didn't cover here, Paul quotes the wording about this grand march of triumph and applies it to Christ's triumph after the cross. And so we've got several references all here in this one Psalm 68. That's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot packed into it. This would be a really exciting scripture, just on its face, just without any, you know, commentary. But reading the commentaries from various different biblical scholars,
right?
Like the notes in the Bible that you're reading from, really sheds a lot more light on it,
right?
And shows the historical context of it,
how it's intertwined, very intricately and specifically
with their heritage, in multiple different places, all brought together and folded into this psalm, and it all goes back to praising him.
Well, and especially David being such a courageous warrior and king, and he's referencing Deborah's battle song in verses 7 through 10. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's a battle song he's referencing. And another interesting part here is the word father. As you all know, the Hebrew word for father is Av, or it's A-B, but it's pronounced with a V, so Av. And then father, forefather, producer of a certain thing, a very simple word, Av, is supposed to be one of the first words a baby can speak. And so the Aramaic form of A-B is Abba, which has become common in modern Hebrew as the word Israeli children use for daddy.
Right.
And Jesus applied this toddler's word to his divine father in Mark chapter 14, verse 36. And it says, the Holy Spirit teaches us to call God Abba, in Romans chapter 8:15, and just Ab or A-B is found in many compound names in the Bible. For example, Abraham, which means father of a multitude, or Abimelech, which is my father is king, or Joab, J-O-A-B, which is Yahweh is a father, and Absalom, is the father of peace. And so sometimes Ab doesn't mean physical father so much as it does like architect, builder, creator, and the one who causes something to be. Hence, a father of evil is someone who produces evil, where Jesus describes Satan as the father of lies.
Right.
And whereas Ab is creator and producer is applied to the Lord Jesus, who is Abiad, the everlasting father, or more literally, the father of eternity, which you can find in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. So that's very fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
Very investigative.
Exactly. That's the right word, investigative. All right. Well, that's good. And that's Psalm, I'm going to say 30. What was that? Psalm?
That is Psalm 68, verses 1 through 10.
Okay. Got it. All right, good deal. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website there is prepping2-0.com. And boy, now more than ever, is it important for us to be self-reliant and learn how to do that. All right, we'll be back with more. Segment 2 of The Morning Commute coming up right after these messages.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth. And the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back from the break, Patriots. This is segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And due to some technical difficulties at Liberty Broadcasting, they've been airing us on the afternoon on the ACN network. So greetings to the ACN listeners. Welcome to The Morning Commute, which aired earlier this morning. You can learn more at radiofreeredoubt.com about our broadcasting and podcast schedules. We're on Liberty Broadcasting out of Spokane every morning at 7 a.m.
And on 96.5
FM. 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course the live stream as well. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got some fired up stuff going on here.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Well, and February 1st was the day that all of the new House Republicans are coming out of their committees and bringing forth the things they're working for,
yes,
working on. And so, boy, we're seeing quite a whole lot of sparky things going on
here.
Yes,
we are.
And to start it off the right way, I guess we'll go first to Speaker Kevin McCarthy on what he had to say here about the most recent development. Go ahead and listen now.
A couple interesting things happened on the floor right now. You had almost, if you combine the number of Democrats who voted no and voted present, there's 100 Democrats that won't stand up against socialism. That's a real concern to me in America today. It's not just that wasn't a college vote on a college campus. That was a vote in the U.S. Congress that 100 Democrats couldn't say socialism was wrong. That's a scary point of view, but you also understand why we're in a spending problem that they are when they were in the majority. That's why you understand the challenges that we have here. So let me stop there and take any questions you might have.
That's right. And they have no problem with socialism because they're full-blown communists.
Well, they are. There's so much Marxist influence in the backgrounds of so many of these people. But now, you know, the Democrat Party is now the front group for what the communists were trying to attempt, you know, all the way back to the 40s, 50s, 60s.
That's right.
And now they just, they wear that agenda right out in the open. They're not a bit ashamed of it. And so when they get called out on it, I mean, it's like, here, vote to... We're going to take a vote and on this resolution to denounce socialism and the death and suffering that has come from socialist regimes. And they wouldn't vote on it, right?
Well, yeah, imagine that. It's because right. They don't even know the law. And why weren't the Republicans aware of Article 4, Section 4, that they could basically shove down their throats?
Exactly. That's the Constitution. That's what... We've gone over this over and over, that articulates the whole notion that this is, we are guaranteed a republic, and any other form of governance is illegal.
That's right.
Including, and if not especially, socialism and communism. But this Hakeem, what's his name? Hakeem Jeffries, he's the minority leader now. He says, understand the goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans, which is make America great again, right? That's
right.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Making America great again is extreme. So they're just doing this to provide cover. No, what we're trying to do is remove the veil. It's the opposite of trying to run cover. It's removing the veil on their socialist agenda and what they stand for and what they're trying to advance.
Exactly. We're also trying to uphold the law and bring the law back into Congress.
Yes.
Because that is exactly what a lawless communist coup is all about, is avoiding the law and basically just obliterating it through passing all sorts of unconstitutional and, you know, garbage, basically. And
right.
they know it goes against, what they're passing goes against the constitutional law, and they don't care. But the
exactly.
law says that anything that goes against the Constitution is instantly null and void.
And anyone who's promoting it or advancing it is breaking the law.
That's right.
Simply because they took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Right.
And it is criminal code if you violate an oath of public office and knowingly. And that's the problem with some of these people. They know something's unconstitutional, and so their whole notion, knowing that, is, well, we'll pass it, and then if you think it's unconstitutional, you can just take it to court, and then if you win, then we'll retract it. So,
right, and you know, and that whole Brunson Brothers case, where the whole thing is about the fact that 387 congressmen just violated their oaths of office.
Right.
They voted to not uphold the law in the investigation into foreign interference into the 2020 election. And Roland Brunson makes this great statement here. It says, the U.S. Supreme Court set the date for the conference because they submitted their petition to have their case heard again. And so it was approved, and they're going to bring it up again February 17th in
yep.
SCOTUS. But he says, they have agreed to reconsider our case for a possible hearing. If we get 4 votes, then our petition will be granted, which means that the Solicitor General, along with her team of expert lawyers, will have the chance to battle it out with the Brunson brothers and see if the judges will determine that the oath of office is important, because right now it might as well not even exist. This whole case rests on this one question. If there is no penalty for breaking the oath of office, then why have it at all?
Right.
So that's exactly correct. That is a punishable offense that can get them
removed from office.
Yes, removed from office, and it's a criminal charge.
Right. And for one for which they can never hold public office again.
That's right.
If found guilty of that. And the evidence is abundant. It just needs to be presented to the court. So now this is the second go around of getting this in front of the Supreme Court, which is just really astounding because of the hundreds of cases they try to present to the Supreme Court every year. Most of them never make it. The Supreme Court staff have been reaching out to these guys, asking for more information, trying to cross T's, dot I's.
Right.
Because ultimately, the Democrats want to load up the federal courts, specifically the Supreme Court. You know, 12, 15 judges that'll be there for the rest of their lives.
Right. And it would totally destroy the Supreme Court.
Absolutely, it would. Absolutely. Yep. But I like what's happening right now in the GOP. They just called Kerry out, John Kerry, for colluding with the Chinese under the auspices of climate policies, but they're pulling, this is what one of the requests from Comer is, a Republican from Kentucky. He's the committee has opened an investigation into John Kerry's role with the Biden administration, as well as his high-level climate negotiations with the Chinese Communist Party on Thursday. Well, Kerry so far has just been ignoring these requests because that's just how arrogant these people are. But they said, you failed to respond to our requests. You continue to engage in activities that could undermine our economic health, skirt congressional authority, and threaten foreign policy under the guise of climate advocacy. And so the committee requests documents and information to understand your role and provide necessary transparency. And of course, Kerry's running from it. He's hiding. They don't want transparency.
Oh, definitely not.
Right. And so there's a lot of...
Well, a lot of, yeah. All sorts of things are, you know, positive things for a change are happening. And thank goodness. And in addition, the House Republicans weigh in on the Mayorkas impeachment and the Biden border policies. So thank goodness for that as well. It says here that the Biden regime's handling of border security was the subject of the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee's first hearing on February 1st with several committee members, following the hearing by discussing the possible impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for what they say is failure to take necessary actions to secure the border. Representative Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey, said that he would favor impeaching Mayorkas, although he noted the committee's majority hasn't yet reached a decision on the matter. But he said, I think you should always investigate and do due diligence and be very careful. And again, the committee is not calling for it. But, I mean, at least they're looking in the right direction.
Well, they just had a sheriff down there, Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County, Arizona, spoke plainly about the state of affairs at the southern border, confirming the House Judiciary Committee that it is not secure, contrary to what the Biden administration officials have said. And he calls it the largest crime scene in America. He says this is the largest crime scene in the United States during this committee hearing where he was giving testimony.
Oh, definitely.
They asked him, they said, the Secretary of Homeland Security said, that's Mayorkas, that the border is closed, the border is secure in March of 2021. Was that true then? And he said, no. There you have it. And he's basically saying what we all know, but he's on the ground. So anyway, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed and a safe weekend out there. Join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. on Liberty Broadcasting.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.